Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reef rice along on your board.
What that mean?
Please, give me, just give me my weed, all right?
She's right, brother.
Used to hang out with this cat in, well, it wasn't really a cat, but he did meow. I would get my weed from him, and when he'd pass around a bong or whatever, the code for, hey, you're up next was,
wow.
Yeah, wow.
You went a long way for that one.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the truth. Like, I guess it was one of those things that you could do without expelling a lot of breath. So if you're holding in a bong hit or something, you could just real quick, and instead of having to try and like nudge the guy or wave at him or some shit. What are we listening to? This is nice.
It's called Warm Up. KRS-One.
Oh, is it?
Eventually he starts rapping, I assume.
I love me some KRS-One, but I'm not familiar with his entire catalog.
Yeah.
You would expect that.
He's got a white rabbit. White rabbit.
Yeah.
That was Boogie Down Productions?
Yep.
Well, why don't you boogie on and take this?
I said to your mom.
How many times do I gotta tell you my mom doesn't like your kind?
It's a ruse. It's an elaborate ruse.
Wow. So she is a slut, but she's also a racist.
Against men.
I just want to know where you're going with that one.
Yeah, I was interested in that one too. Thank you for clarifying that one.
Yeah, she's racist against men.
I mean, sexist.
Gender.
Gender racism.
Don't assume my gender.
You got a penis arm?
Hey, Amy. Once you see it.
You sure this isn't the instrumental?
I know, right?
Like, it's a cool groove, but they don't even do a lot with it. This has got to be some, like...
Break it down.
I'm guessing late 80s, early 90s, maybe?
This is strictly for the breakdancers and MCs.
Strictly. I think that means that it's all instrumentals.
Well, hey, it's a good instrumental for us to smoke to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. This is,
it's like just a bunch in the garage.
Dance.
Bunch of cardboard.
Jack?
Yeah.
Jack.
Diesel.
Well, this is all instrumentals. This is called Steady Bounce.
I dig it, though.
Yo, as a producer, I feel it's my duty.
Hey, yo.
Something to the breakdance community. So that they could feel that in 1996,
try it, just meow.
On the dance floor.
It says it's from 2001.
We're gonna give it to you hardcore, my man, Commissioner Hard, rocking the boogie down.
I wonder when the last
studio.
When was the last shit he put out?
Strictly for the break dancers.
Yeah.
I mean, the last track that I know for sure that he was on was that REM song,
radio song.
Yeah. But I know he's one of those cats that, like, he's got his cult following. He keeps putting out shit. It's like De La Soul.
I actually just heard a new song, at least a new song to me by them, that's pretty awesome.
They've got quite a bit of material that has slid under many people's radar, and all of it's solid.
Oh, I didn't...
That's...
That group is... They're
it's
insane.
One of my all-time favorites.
They're insane.
Yeah.
Pretty much almost unnecessary, but necessary at the same time.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, little
there
kid.
Yeah.
No.
But you're special.
I appreciate him because it's rare to find the group of the rap group that kind of grows.
It evolves.
It evolves, but not to follow trends.
Yeah.
And just to explore well, that's what, that's, where they want to go.
Well, that's kind of like how the Roots were until everybody figured out who they were.
Right.
Most Def Sweet. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Yeah, totally. Right. He's Most Def said, if I want to play a blues song, if I want to do gospel style, if I want to do R&B, hip-hop, whatever it is, and I'm just going to go ahead and fucking do it. Rock and roll.
Yeah, because he wasn't inspiring to be a rapper. He was inspired just to be an actor and then just fell into the music.
He did that HBO movie where he operates on dog hearts. You see that shit? It was fucking awesome.
My mom was talking about that.
Real story about the guy who developed this a way to suture together very small veins so that they could actually operate on infant hearts.
Wow.
And he did it by practicing on dogs.
I still think one of the best...
Yeah, but what about the babies?
One of the best hip-hop albums is the Black Star album.
Hell yeah. Dude, this is or fucking Mathematics.
Robbie E.
Mathematics is my goddamn jam.
Whatever, DJ Z.
But I think, I've been exposed to him before. The first song that was played for me that really just slapped me in the face was, is it called My Umi?
Umi says.
Yeah. Which is, it's kind of more like a pop song. It's almost trancey. It's got some gospel in there too. Oh, I was just talking about it, but it's got jazz. Some drum and bass feel. A really nice sounding snare. I don't want to write this down. I don't want to tell you how I feel right now. I don't want to take no time to write this down. I want to tell you how I feel. Oh yeah, he plays shit. Like, he plays everything. He's kind of like Prince. I mean, I don't think that he's as good a guitar player as Prince, certainly. But in the way that he's not afraid to just do it. He's just a musical person. And if you're... And some people are like that. It's not about, like, I want to be the best at the drums, at the bass, at the guitar. I want to do it all.
Well, that and the artists like that, they want to feel the music. Mm-hmm. And while you're playing the music, it's... Uh-huh.
Song is dedicated to all the loved ones. I mean, it's not like good music can't be made with collaboration. Because most of it is. It's actually rare that we get, like, the single-visioned artist who does everything like a Prince. Like a Mos Def, George Michael is another one. Trent Reznor. And they do collaborate, and they have really good collaborations, but the majority of their content is just them in the studio doing everything that they possibly can.
I'm not gonna lie, one of the most impressive concerts I ever went and saw was Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Well, I guess it kind of goes with songwriting for me, too. Or,
I don't know.
Songwriting and good singers. You can have an okay song that's performed really well.
Yeah.
And that's great. You can have a good song that has... a kind of off-key or off-kilter type singer, like a Bob Dylan, somebody with, or Tom Waits. And even though they're not the best singer, and it's not like there's not tons of good, better singers the fact that you knew that they wrote that material, that's theirs, and that's how they're presenting it, means a lot more.
I always think of Tom Petty when people.
I think Tom Petty's
like that.
Tom Petty, he's not like sour. He's just got a different, kind of an acquired taste.
Some of his stuff I really like, and a lot of it I'm just like.
Well, yeah.
I heard he's very petty.
I don't. Ah. Well, what do you expect? Like, it's even rarer to have an artist that produces decades worth of material, and everyone is just nuts over it. I mean, I don't know.
This is one of those songs that's been overplayed for me, but I loved it for the short period of time.
About fucking dead Kim Basinger.
This is one of those songs that's almost better when you hear it at the hear a cover band play it at the bar.
Funny, I've really, as many concerts and local shows I've been to, I've only heard like two bands cover this song.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah? Yeah, I've mixed enough cover bands that they all do this song. Cover bands, and it's also a good one that you can do as a solo or duo. Yeah. Well, if you got horns, then you're definitely doing some shit like Mustang Sally.
Come on, ladies, go and get on up. Mustang Sally!
Hey, okay, as long as we're talking about songs and lyrics, can I get a request real quick?
Sure.
I want to hear a song for a little critique, actually, because, well, I don't even know what the song is called. It's What You See Is What You Get, because what you see is what you get.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, you know that song?
That's Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, I believe.
Can you find that for me? Because
I'm pretty sure you're right on that.
It's kind of an interesting song. This song has really nice groove.
It's the Dramatics.
It's a really nice groove. It's a fun, funky song.
The Fabulous Dramatics.
It's got the stupidest lyrics.
My name's Todd Howe. I own this motherfucker. Y'all know who I am. Y'all tearing up shit.
It's got the dumbest lyrics ever. The lyrics mean nothing. It's just full of cliches. It's worse than a Rolling Stones song.
It is not.
There's a couple good Rolling Stones songs.
There's a couple good, but most of them are just horrible cliches. And even some of the good ones are horrible cliches.
Oh, yeah.
You can't always get what you want.
A stitch in time saves nine.
I don't know. Paint It Black is still one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah. I'm not denying that they have classic songs, but...
I agree with you.
Not 90 really.
90% of it is just... For me, that's like how AC/DC is.
AC/DC just grates on my nerves, and they have horrible lyrics, too. Worse than Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones are tolerable.
No.
But if
comics has made AC/DC relevant for a new generation.
Right.
Just because all the fucking Iron Man movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate AC/DC.
I don't know, man. There's like, there's still a lot of people that just love that band and think that there's something special.
It's like Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss sucks.
Yeah, thank you.
Kiss made it all right to suck.
But,
there you go.
But,
yeah.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
I'm a good bass player.
Sure you are. Plastic.
Some people are made of plastic. Yeah, or wood.
It didn't matter because they look good and, well, and they sound good and what we sing. There's probably some of this going on.
A little shuffling.
Dancing. Coordinated dancing to the tune. But maybe I'm
for real. That fuzz guitar line.
It's got good production. As real can get. But those lyrics. I'm for real. I'm as real can get.
Same period as the Floaters, man. What you see is
what you get. I don't know. Well, considering how little good music gets played on the radio, this would be something that I would stop and groove on.
Yeah, this is a good sunny day song.
I guess all it really proves is that sometimes lyrics just don't matter.
Yes.
Now they're just saying nothing.
That was nice.
Can you dig it?
I dig in that.
That's a nice sample. I think I can take that.
You get down.
But, you know, if it's
definitely
between them and Earth, Wind, and Fire, Earth, Wind, and Fire has far better lyrics.
Every fucking time. I ain't trying. Hey, you listen to lyrics of Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Well, sometimes I.
To me, I'm set with the band. That's good.
Oh yeah, I hear
you. You could be saying you could be doing nursing rhymes.
That's true. You know, I never
nice.
I never criticized Tower of Power for their lyrics.
I mean, who cares what the words to this fucking song are? Wait, there we go. He could sing Mother Goose to this.
Right, but it's a fun song to sing along with. It's just that nobody can. Even if you know the words. You're like,
that's the words everybody knows. That's it.
Something, something, December.
All white people know is, do you remember?
Right, that's it.
We only hear this at weddings.
That's all you do. I find myself doing it. If I only know a handful of lyrics, but I know the melody by heart, I'll just keep going with it. I remember, and I remember, remember, remember. I remember love.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, it's like, even if you can get that high, it doesn't really matter what you're saying.
Yeah. No one ever plays this motherfucker. This song's badass. Every part of this song is badass.
Every part?
Right here.
I don't know what song.
Well, if you're a Seinfeld fan, you know this song for a different reason.
Oh, yeah.
This is the song Elaine proved she couldn't dance to.
Yeah. It's
cool. Oh, really?
The song's badass.
But they gotta play September 9,000 times at every wedding.
Yeah. Wait, this is Earth, Wind, and Fire as well?
Sure is.
This does not have very good lyrics.
Again, you're listening to the lyrics in this? I'm just listening to the band. It's good to know. Like I said, most people know this. This is the song Elaine couldn't dance to.
But I guess the reason I keep coming back to the lyrics is because that was my overarching thought on this. Like, how important are lyrics? And a realization that it's not about any one element of any given song. I mean, you can say, I don't like a song, that's fine. But to say, like, I don't like it because it has bad lyrics. Well, there's songs that you like that probably have horrible lyrics, worse lyrics. Doesn't matter. I mean, do you only listen to songs with the best lyrics? Do you only listen to songs that have the best guitar players in it? Do you only listen to the songs with the best drummers?
I mean, far more about lyrics when I was younger than I do now.
Right. I mean, if this were the case, we'd all be listening to prog rock.
Yeah.
You gotta have a beat. I could really give two damns about what you're saying unless you catch me with the beat.
Yeah.
I just don't care. Yeah.
Oh, what now? Delta says pilot who struck a passenger was trying to break up a fight.
What? Delta's punching passengers? I ride Delta. What, they're a punching people airline?
Delta Airlines pilot hit a passenger.
Bring it,
as
man.
She and two other women fought.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
You're already fighting. The pilot should be able to hit you.
It's a bunch of women.
Really?
So don't fight on the airplane. Didn't we go over this?
Two other women fought on the floor of a boarding ramp in Atlanta last week.
Atlanta.
Happened April 21st. Video rocketed around the internet on Saturday.
I didn't hear about it until right now.
Must have been going fast and went right past me. Another heated altercation as airlines are under scrutiny for mistreating people following a United Airlines passenger's bloody forced removal from a flight earlier this month. Who, by the way, settled for an undisclosed amount with United.
Well, yeah, with which means United says you tell anyone about what the settlement, you get nothing. Yeah. That's what I think is great about
right.
it.
Right.
Like, I want a plane.
Yeah.
I want my own.
Shut the fuck up, money.
I want my own United plane.
Yeah.
I want that one right there. That.
On call. Hey, guess who gets to fly to Hawaii 3 times in a weekend? Me. That's every weekend for the winter. I'm flying to and from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow. I think they'd do it.
I think he was a jackass, but I also think they handled it poorly.
Right. Way poorly.
Yeah. I think that other Delta thing was dumb. She got money because they almost hit her baby.
damn.
You could sue for almost now?
Almost.
Hey, try that shit on me. I'll knock you out.
Yeah. Swing on me, son. I'm flying Delta.
Who says that
Swing
shit?
Swing on me.
Who says shit like that? Seriously.
Oh, that. Oh, the hero?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, I'm looking for a fight. Go ahead. Hit me with the stroller. I dare you. That's just something he just says on a regular basis. Like, sir, these coupons have expired. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Come on. Hit me with the stroller. I dare you to try that shit on me.
There's only four airlines. I don't understand what people all of a sudden exposing the airlines are going to do. There's four. And if Southwest doesn't leave the country, then there's only three. But I think it's United, American, Delta, and Southwest. As far as our big four, and everyone else is a subsidiary of everything else. What are you going to do?
Not fly. Drive?
Yeah.
Take a fucking train?
Take a train.
Take Greyhound?
I will not take Greyhound.
No, nobody's doing any of that shit.
There'll be no exactly. Greyhound.
The only airline I will never ever fly ever again is Spirit.
Oh
fuck
God.
Them, assholes.
You remember...
Well, no, just their seats are so tiny, they charge you for... I mean, there's a reason it's $89 from here to Vegas.
Right.
Like,
would you like one quarter of a pillow? They're $8.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, too, just... I flew back, like, between two fat people, like, just like this, and the seats were, like, fucking as wide as his Mac.
Right.
It was just like, oh, no, never again. I'll pay the extra money.
When was the last time you flew Spirit, though?
Dave's wedding, 5 years ago.
Oh, so it was that...
That was my last...
So it was the two of us?
Experience...
We were both on that awful experience.
Yes, I think I took one more for a company rally after that, but never again. If I'm going to die in an aluminum tube, I'm going to be drunk in a wide seat.
Right.
Man spreading.
Get in the tube.
I would like to do what I did the last time I flew.
Get hammered?
There was a little bit of that because I was in the airport for 7 hours.
Yeah.
But I got to fly first class back.
Yeah, free everything.
And I didn't have to pay for the first class because they messed up, so they upgraded me.
Yep. You got a meal, didn't you? Because you went cross-continental.
Yep.
Lucky.
The wing falls off.
Great.
It's the goddamn plane.
Oh, Jesus.
Tell me that's not my plane. Tell me that's not my plane.
Yeah.
The lady starts freaking out. That's exactly what she did. It's like, they said that was our plane. They said that was our plane. They're going to make us get on that plane.
No, they can't make you get on the plane anyway.
Right.
And they're flying United. Knock your front teeth get out and drag your ass onto the plane.
Get in your seat. Do not move.
Yeah, do not move. Take the prison flight.
Everything's good. It's shit.
Right. Got a problem?
Yeah.
You want to get off this flight too?
Wow, I wonder what happens to a plane. I mean, it's insulated, right? It's got the big rubber wheels.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't transfer to the ground, so it doesn't burn through. I don't know. It can't be good.
It's like Tony Stark. It absorbs the energy and makes it stronger.
Flies around the world a few times.
Right.
Becomes invisible. That's the origin of Wonder Woman's plane.
Nice. Yeah.
Freak accident in a lightning storm.
Wait, you could have became an X-Men if you got on that plane.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you have to be born with that.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It'd be like a Spider-Man. It'd be like a Spider-Man situation.
It could be the origin for pretty much any other mutant or non-mutant.
There you go.
Marvel character, though. Could make the case. There'd be some radiation.
Actually, free Wi-Fi. Upgraded at any time.
Yeah.
Actually, I would.
Free Wi-Fi.
I would say that.
Free Wi-Fi wherever you go.
Lightning's more involved in the DC universe in the creation of powers. Certainly, Flash. The lightning strike that struck the chemicals that gave him his super speed.
Yep.
Shazam, there you go. Batman doesn't have any powers, but every time they show him getting the idea to be Batman, there's definitely lightning.
Oh yeah, DC uses lightning for symbolism a lot.
But it never really touches anybody. Well, oh, I'm sorry, the Flash. Yeah.
It's radiation. Everything was radiation with Marvel.
Right.
I think
Stan Lee was obsessed with nuclear power.
Even
so old. Right. Yeah. Where is that?
Are you
shit?
Talking about how they made him? They took the super serum out of his body. Like there was a recent version of Captain America that was just Steve Rogers without the super serum.
The one where they aged him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He comes back, old man Rogers.
Well, I mean,
I didn't like that. I never liked that whole run as Captain America as the old man, because you knew, like, sooner or later they're gonna figure out a way to write him back in as young Captain America.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. Well, right, the current Captain America is Hydra. He's a Hydra agent, and you know, we'll see the big event that over the course of this year will reveal whatever about him that makes him not Hydra anymore, or some justified reason for why he was. Or I heard actually the reveal in Secret Empire Zero was that he was from an alternate Earth Captain America. That, I don't know, I think it was like a Man in the High Castle type thing where the Nazis took over. And so that's, he was raised in an America that was controlled by Nazis. That's why he's a Nazi Captain America. Whatever they do with him, it doesn't. All that really matters is who's working on it. Tell me the artist and the writer, and I'll go with any story you want to tell. Because this idea of like getting pissed off at lack of continuity or retcons or whatever, I'm like, what medium are you really reading? You know, it's like getting mad at a soap opera because they replace a character or kill somebody off randomly when they leave the show. And it's just part of the medium that you are enjoying. I watched the X-Men Apocalypse, I think for the third time now. That movie does not stand up. I don't know if you guys enjoyed that. It was not very good. As much as I thought Olivia Munn was a good casting choice for Psylocke, it might have been part of the fact that she got the lousiest story. She got no story, basically. I'm a ninja and I don't give a fuck. Well, then you're with me. Okay. Oh, it's over and you lost and died? I'm just going to skulk away even though I'm actually a hero.
It is. There's too many characters for him to really give two shits about everybody. I mean, you're going to piss off somebody. They got to miss somebody.
What they're doing with the characters in general, though, they're trying to tie it back more to the comics. You know, the first series of movies, the first trilogy, was trying to do something that was definitely in a movie universe and not so much comic booky. You know, we don't want to put multicolored spandex on these guys. We're going to put them in leather outfits, make them more realistic. They're trying now more to get some of that comic book feel back into the series, but they've done everything so ass backwards that it doesn't feel like anything that reminds you of the comic book still. And, well, I don't know. There's certainly a lot of things that in the last few movies that the only characterization that you get is referential to the source material. You don't really get a full developed character. I'm okay with them going other places with characters. Having different versions of these characters is always great, in my opinion. But they're not fully rounded out characters in this movie. You might see them as that if you're familiar with the comic books and know the history of Jean and Scott as a couple and Jean Grey and the Phoenix Force, you know. And then there are those movies where, like in Apocalypse, when she finally lets her power go and you see the big Phoenix Force and you're like, fuck yeah. But it doesn't really mean anything, because watch that from the perspective of somebody who doesn't know the X-Men comics. And they just go, okay, so she's got super mind powers that she doesn't really do a whole lot with except for read people's minds and pick up her books. and then all of a sudden just shoots fire out of everywhere and destroys somebody.
Wait, exactly with what you said.
Yeah.
I took my old lady to every single X-Men movie.
I took my kids, yeah. My son digs them.
Up until New Class. And that's when I just went, you know what, I'm calling the bullshit. But
hey, First Class is one of the, it's probably the best one. And not that it's that great.
Oh, God, no.
But in my opinion, it's the best one as far as a well-done movie. That just, well, it's not a well-done movie, but in the realm of movies, it's the better X-Men movie. That's a low bar, though.
That was their public attempt of saying that the last few movies that they put out were shit. We know it's shit.
So right.
Here's the better movie, but where they fucked up was they put out a shitty movie that was just slightly non-shittier than the last one.
Less shit.
Yeah, a little bit of less shit.
Watching it last night with my kids, I think I saw it. I took my daughter to see it because she wanted to see it. And then my son was finally interested and he asked about it the other day. And I was like, yeah, they got that shit on HBO. We watched it. And my daughter was like really into Nightcrawler, wanted to know where she could actually read Nightcrawler. She asked if there were Nightcrawler comics. I was like, well, he's in a lot of X-Men. He's had a few limited series. Yeah, so I'll get you some Nightcrawler that you can read. My son's asking about some of the different characters. I guess seeing it through his eyes also is what made me critical of it as something that's supposed to be standalone that you can enjoy not knowing the history of. Because he was just like, who are these people? I'm like, well, that guy behind him is Scott Summers' brother, Alex. And what's his power? Well, he kind of shoots shit out of his chest, you know. It's not like he wasn't paying attention. You know, he was watching the movie and he's like, I have no fucking clue what any of these are or what they're supposed to mean to each other. Or I'm like, you're right. Because it's not there. That's what makes these movies ultimately fail. It doesn't matter how flashy you are, how cool your effects are. If there's no story between these people, if there's no connection. And that's what made Logan an exceptional movie. The fact that it came out of the same studio is almost astounding.
Right.
But Logan, you knew exactly why. You knew the connections. Regardless, you didn't have to know. Okay, you had to know Charles Xavier had some creepy mind power. And Wolverine has healing factor, but not so much anymore, and claws. And certainly knowing
like Santa?
Knowing some of the material where they took that story from enriches the experience. But I heard plenty of reviews from people who've never read a Wolverine comic book that said it was a great movie.
But even if you haven't read one comic book,
you should be able to enjoy it.
That Wolverine's just one of those characters. He falls in the line of a Spider-Man, a Captain America is an iconic character.
Well, like also,
Deadpool, you know, it's an iconic character of Marvel Comics.
Or like Mad Max. To have watched and enjoyed the last movie, Fury Road, it is not a requirement to have seen the first three movies and know the history of what's going on. It enriches the experience. You know there's references to it, and it all ties together, but...
What?
It's totally possible to watch that movie without having seen any of the others and enjoy it for the story that it is because the characters are developed. They make connections with each other. They change. There's everything in that movie. Because I also don't agree with... people say that, you know, well, despite the fact that it's nothing but a two-hour-long chase scene,
yeah.
I'm like, but it's not. It has way more character development with less dialogue than most movies out there. Now tell me about how fucking great La La Land is. Suck my fucking dick. These people can't sing or dance. I don't know why you're paying them to do that. And their story is bullshit. They're in love with each other because they're supposed to be in love. What is their real connection here? I mean, all that's told through just the eyes of the two main characters of Fury Road. There's very little communication between them, and you understand their relationship more than you understand any romantic comedy or drama, most dramas out there in movie form. Got a little heated on the Mad Max tip.
I'm going to have to watch Mad Max tonight. Thanks, Aaron.
Right.
I blame Tina.
Yeah, I do too.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.